Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be learning Simin Shin Ches, Si'ifin, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph. Today's Amud is page Kuf Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. So let us begin with Simin Chav Zayin, Si'if Chav Zayin, rather. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hatzamot Shurim L'Klavim, U'Klipim Shurim L'Echad Behema. If you have bones that a dog would eat, or shells that an animal would eat, U'Perurim Shein Behem Kazayis, or crumbs that are smaller than a Kazayis, Mutal Avir Me'al Shulchan, you're allowed to remove them from the table. It's not considered mufza. Aval im eina klipim ruim lemachal behima asul taltalam. But if an animal would not eat those shells, they're not roi to be eaten by an animal, then they're mufza, you're not allowed to be metal to them. So what do you do to get rid of them when you have these shells all over your table? Eliminairis hatavla veim noflim. You shake off the tray that they're sitting on and they'll fall away on their own. So it's like a tiltul minatzad. Vim yesh pasal shulchan. If you have bread on the table, mutalak bi hatavla taltalam klipim shein lemachal behima. If you have bread on the table at the same time that you have these other items on the table, so then you can pick up the whole table and bring it to where you want to bring it to. If you need the space where the table even if all that's on it is things that are not roy for Michael Behema, things that are absolutely mukta, even then you're allowed to pick up the table and move it because you need the space that the table is occupying. Says the Mishnah Brusiv cotton kofyud at samos afilum nisparkum in abasar b'shabbes dimbodiyom loyam muchun leklavim afilu achi shari v'kolchkinim nisparkum ibodiyom. When we talk about bones that are edible for a dog, it doesn't matter when those bones became detached from the meat. The bottom line is, if they're edible for a dog, then they're not going to be muktzah. Upeirurin haynu shemipnei katnusan samom dinrakel machel beimavofos. When we talk about crumbs that are less than a kazayis, we're saying less than a kazayis because the assumption is that if it's more than a kazayis, then a human being would eat them. Less than a kazayis, we assume only an animal will eat them. Kazayis, ayin lo sim kofes avdalu b'mashak sav nusham. The Mishnah Berurah is just pointing us to when we talk about crumbs that are less than kazayis, that the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Brachos that even though it's mutter to destroy crumbs that are less than a kazayis, but it's kashala anius. It's not a good idea. It's a skula to become poor if one destroys crumbs that are less than a kazayis. So the Mishnah Berurah back there says that that's only when you trample on it, but to throw it into water is going to be mutter. And if there are a lot of crumbs that all together have a share of a kazayis, some are machmir not to destroy it whatsoever. So he's just alluding to that set of halachos that has nothing to do with muksa, it just has to do with destroying crumbs in general. But eina klipim, so we said if the klipim are not roi lemachal beima, kugon, klipi agozim, ubeitzim, kolki agavna, like nutshells and eggshells, things like that, so ru'uyim, v'u adin ba'atzom u'shem kashim shein ru'im afilu klavim, or for that matter, dogs, bones rather, that are not roi for any animal, even for a dog. Regardless of when it became detached from the meat, meaning these are items that are real muktza, but that's only if it's totally detached from the meat. If there's still some meat attached to the bones, then the bones are for sure not muktza, because the meat's not muktza. Not only that, the Achronim point out that if there's edible marrow within the bones, that's also like having meat on the bones, and therefore they're not going to be muktza. So essentially, the guiding principle is that anything that an animal wouldn't even eat is really muktza, and you're not allowed to be metaltal it. Anything that an animal would eat is not such muktza, and you're allowed to pick up the table and move it to where you want it to. Minaris hatavla, hu daf amunuch al shulchan kedei losam alav alechem. The tavla is like the challah tray. V'u adin mapa prusa. And the same would be true, though, of a tablecloth or a placemat. V'tame heteru, and the reason for this heter is kivin dlo metaltal biyadayim. That even that which is Michael Behema is kind of mukta. You're not allowed to pick it up. You're not allowed to pick up the shells or the bones, but you can pick up the plate that it's on or the mat or the mat that it's on because you're not being metaltal biyadayim. You're also allowed to move it using utilizing something else. Like scraping the crumbs with a knife to mutter. That's also mutter. If you need the space where the bones or the shells are taking up the zemek, that's called tiltul min atzad. And if it's a tzorach tavra mutter, that's going to be mutter to do. And if there are a lot of crumbs or shells or something, and it's gross to leave it like that on the table, then you're even allowed to remove it by hand. Because then it becomes a graf shel ri'i. Graf shel ri'i means something that's disgusting and embarrassing to keep around, so that you're allowed to move to get get it out of there. V'im yesh pas, so we had said in the Shulchan Aruch that if there is a pas on the table as well, even with the muktzah stuff, you're allowed to pick up the whole table and bring it to where you want. Not only are you allowed to do it if there happens to be pas on the table, it could be the Magen Avraham says you're allowed to put pas on the table in order to be allowed to move the table. Se'if chavches, chavile etzim v'kash, eskinon l'maychel behema, afilu im gedolim harbe mutal tatlan. If you have bundles of wood or straw that you designated for Michael behema, for an animal to eat, even if they're very large bundles, you're allowed to be metal to them. It's not muktzah. Says the Mishabura, chavile eitzim hainu sheim rakim duchazul maichel behema, soft wood that an animal could actually eat. Sheskinon hainu shezminon. Sheskinon means that you designated it for the purpose of maichel behema. Avol below as mana, but if you did not designate it, afilim chavilus ketanos hasul metal to them. Then even if they're very tiny bundles, you're not allowed to be metal to them. V'taima, the reason is destama umdin lasaka. Normally wood or straw you would use as fuel for a fire, you wouldn't use as Michael Behema. Ulakach afshe chazal Michael Behema, and therefore, even though an animal might eat it, but it's asr, because we assume in astam that's not the plan, that the plan is to use it for fuel, unless you specifically designated it for Michael Behema. Kasava Magen Avraham writes, Kash shalonu, our straw, stama omid lishchiva ul Michael Behema. We do assume that our straw is meant not to be used as fuel, but to be used as a mattress or Michael Behema. Like many of these things, what the assumption is, the use for a particular item is, depends on the time and place in history that you are. So in places where hay or straw is typically used for building materials, so then for sure it's going to be muksa, because it's not used for Michael Behema. The Michael Behema heter only works if it's the kind of thing that in your place and time in history, it's used for Michael Behema. Siv chavtes, kol shu roi l'michel chayev va'of ha-mitsuyim, anything that would be edible for commonly found animals, metaltalim also, you're allowed to be metaltalim, it's not muksa. V'imeinu roi l'michel chayev va'of she'ena mitsuyim, but if it would only be roi to be used for animals that are not commonly found, if you have access to that particular unusual chayor of, so you're allowed to be metal to that. But if you have no access to these unusual creatures, let's say a guy works in the circus, so he has access to elephants, and elephants eat this particular type of food. But anything that's not an elephant wouldn't eat this this type of food. So a regular guy, it would be muktzah for, but the circus worker, it would not be muktzah for. Says the Rama, Lufiza mutl tatla tzamashin sparkum and abasim erev Shabbos and ruim leklavim daklav mitzuyim. So the Rama says, and by the way, dogs everyone has access to, so whatever is edible for a dog is not going to be muktzah. Says the Mishaburus of Kan Kufiyotas, she'ena mitzuyim eitzel rov b'nei adam. Eina mitzuyim means something that's not available for most people. Umad ashir megadlan osamin b'ateim lo nechshav matzui. The fact that you have a few rich people that have flamingos in their backyard, does that mean that that's called matzui? Matzui means that's something that normal people would have. Ulufiza, rutzel mufimash and spash shuroi lechai vof hamitzuyim afshein lo meyas hamin mutzul taltal gam bezem mutzul taltal. Meaning, based on what we just said, that anything that's edible for a commonly found animal, even though you don't own that animal, you're allowed to be metaltal that animal's food. So therefore, you're allowed to move bones that a dog would eat. Meyar of Shabbos for kol shkayim sarkel b'Shabbos, meaning if those bones came loose from the meat on Erev Shabbos, and certainly if they became loose on Shabbos, they would become Shabbos Achilas Adam, where when Shabbos started, it mamish wasn't muksa, it was part of Achilas Adam. Then for sure it's not muksa, but even if it came off on Erev Shabbos, and it was a bone when Shabbos started, but if it was a bone that was edible for a dog when Shabbos started, it's also not muksa. But if you happen to live in a neighborhood where there are no dogs, maybe a Haredi neighborhood or something where it's very frowned upon to own dogs, not Williamsburg, because you have the different chevra that lives there that owns a lot of dogs probably, but in a place where you have no dogs available, so then it would be also to be metalta that as well, because that's not a commonly found animal. So again, this too depends on time and place. See if lamed, karine tomorrow b'makom shemachilim osal behem amutul tatlan. date seeds, if they're fed to animals, is animal fodder, and therefore is not muksa. But an adam chashuv should be careful to only move it with a shinoi. Says the mishmur, b'makom al makom shein derech lachim lebeima, also l'tatel mafgav d'chazel lebeima. Again, following the same rule. If you live in a place where no one would use date seeds to feed to an animal, then it's not meichel lebeima, and then it's muksa. Tzarech lachmir atam, yishum d'yesh makom shein rachim l'osam afil lebeima, v'gam d'l'chazel lebeima rak al yideh chak, al ken adam chashuv. Why is it that dafka by date seeds a person, an adam chashuv, should be machmir? Because there are two tzadim to be machmir. First of all, we know of a lot of places that they do not feed date seeds to animals. And second of all, animals don't like date seeds. It's only a last resort to give to animals, and therefore it makes sense for an adam chashuv to be machmir on that. Sivkat and kuf chavdal and ele derech shinui. So an adam chashuv should only carry a derech shinui, go in the zarkon b'lashono al tatal and agav pas to move it together with bread. Or to spit it out with your tongue, you know, to just spit it out of your mouth, as opposed to taking it out of your mouth and throwing it out with your hands. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Lamed Aleph, basar chai, raw meat, afilu tafel sheinu meluch klal, even if it's not salted at all, mutu l'taltalo, it is not mukta. Why? What can you do with unsalted meat? Mishum dechazi l'umtza, you're able to chew on such meat. V'cheinim hu tafuach, mutu l'taltalo, and if it starts to spoil, it's mutl taltal mishum d'roi l'klavim, because then it's right to use as dog food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the chazil umtainu sheish me'adam shedati yav v'kos in basar chai. There are some people that have this habit of chewing raw meat. Shein nisrbach l'ilasa mishum dam achar shehudach kishoch l'kshu chai. A quirk in Hilchas Melicha, that normally you need to do proper melicha on basar before you eat it, but if it happens to be that it was rinsed off and you're going to eat it raw, then you are allowed to eat it. You're allowed to chew on it. Kamosh kosvi yardei asim samach zayin. V'inei mimagin avram mevuar. It's clear in the magin avram that dafka bimin arach kagon yonu bar avaza av b'sar behemen and chazilachos vasel taltalo. This is not true of all meat. It's only like a softer type of meat, like a dove's meat or a goose's meat. But b'sar behema is not something that a person could chew on. He cannot be metaltal. Aval b'taz posek dafil b'sar behema tafel mutal taltalo. That even b'sar behema, which is unsalted, you're allowed to be metaltal. The Taz says that not like the Magen Avraham, that even if it's Besar Behema and it's unsalted, it's not Muktzah. And Beir Agra sides with the Taz, that even though normally we would pass like the Magen Avraham against the Taz, but here the Beir Agra sides with the Taz, that this halacha, this heter, is true even for Besar Behema. Valkain, after Isi Barbe Achorim Shetiku, Divra Magram. So even though many achronim quote the Magen Avraham la halacha, you should know that b'shas l'chak we rely on the Taz, because the Gra is on the side of the Taz. So to review what we learned today in Sifchav Zayin, we set out the rule. The rule is anything that an animal would eat is not muksa, and you're allowed to remove it from your table. If the animal would not eat it, then the only way to remove it from the table is by shaking the tablecloth, or by having bread on the table and moving it aga. The bread. And then we just gave a bunch of examples of what's considered something that's right for Michael Behema and that which is not roi for Michael Behema. But we defined in Sifchav Tes that roi Michael Behema means a Behema that's accessible to you. If it's a Behema that's not accessible to you, then it's not called roi Michael Behema. So it's dogs are always accessible because they live in the neighborhood. But if you're a rich guy and you own a weird animal, so all your neighbors, it's going to be muktzah too, if your animal would eat it. But for you, it's not muktzah. And then in Sif Lamed, we said that the one quirk in the rule is when it comes to date seeds, that even though it might be royal l'machal behema, since it's only al yidei adchak, and it's not in all places would they give it to a behema, so at least an adam chashuv should be machmir about that. And then in Sif Lamed Aleph, we said that raw meat, you're allowed to be metaltal, because people do chew on raw meat, but we had a machlokas between the Magen Avraham on the one hand, and the Taz and the Gra on the other hand, whether that heter of raw meat applies only to fowl meat or even to besar behema and b'shas adchak, we could be mekil. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up regular time, regular place. See if lamed beis, lamed gimel, lamed dalet, lamed hey, and lamed vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thanks so much for joining tonight.